Hey everyone, my name is Patrick. I'm just an ordinary guy from an ordinary family, but my surname, that is something. It has been the source of my troubles and stress for many years. Some would say that many people have even worse surnames than mine. I agree, but that's not helping me at all. My surname is Big Deer. Yes, exactly, you heard right. It seems that nothing is wrong about it, right? But the fact is that I don't look like a big deer at all. More like a very small deer. Since childhood, I've been a head shorter than all my peers. And as far as my surname, it's rather unusual. Then after someone pronounces it out loud, people usually look around to see a guy with such a dominant surname. At that, everyone expects to see a strong hero, but instead they see me, a short and slender Patrick, who looks more like a young deer than a big deer. In kindergarten and in junior high school, children mocked me because of my surname mercilessly. I've been called a lot of things then, like baby deer, antlerness deer, or deer man. I couldn't do anything about it, and sometimes I just wanted to be invisible so that no one would see me, pay attention to me, or call me bad names. At that, I had absolutely no one beside me to share my feelings about this. I had no friends, and I didn't want to upset my parents, so I had been left on my own with my problems, which were like heavy stones in my pockets. My only joy was the guitar. When I played melodies that I had composed myself, I used to forget about everything in this world. In such moments, only me and my guitar existed. I like to imagine that one day I would conquer the big stage and my music would be heard from the radio. Once, there was a talent contest at my school and I was invited to take part in it. I had to go on stage and play one of my songs there. I had been preparing for this concert for a month, honing my skills day after day. And finally, that day had come. I was standing behind the curtains and the contest presenter announced my name and surname, after which I had to go on stage. But as soon as the presenter spoke my surname, I heard a quiet chuckle among the spectators. So I went on stage with my guitar and the audience just burst out laughing. I heard the replicas like, "Ha ha, big deer, no way. He's not a big deer, he's just a Bambi," and so on from all sides. I was so confused that I grabbed the guitar and ran away. After this incident, I didn't want to play the guitar in public anymore. I also decided that it was time to change something in my life. I began attending trainings in karate in order to fight back my offenders. As can be seen from the above, I joined a karate club at the age of 9. We had a very professional coach in our club. He was like a father to all of us. The coach not only taught us various methods of struggle, but also the ways to withstand the psychological warfare from the enemy. Thanks to him, I believed in myself and realized that no one had the right to offend me. After I joined the karate club, my whole life changed dramatically. I no longer allowed anyone to offend me. Of course, for this, I had to gain authority with my fists. But as a result, everyone knew that they couldn't just provoke me anymore and that they had to take responsibility for their words and actions. Generally, it seemed to me that things got better and my surname no longer caused me any discomfort. I even somehow stopped paying attention to it. But then I had to remember about it again very soon. My friend David told me about a new talent contest. The first prize was some amount of money. I wanted to take part in it in order to prove myself and maybe even win a first prize. I had been preparing for about a month again, spending a lot of time with a guitar in my room. When the day of the contest came, I worried a little, remembering about the first bad experience on the stage in my childhood. Of course, it was a long time ago, but still, that experience left an incredible impression on me. But it happened again. My surname was announced. I went to the stage and faced deja vu. I looked at the spectators and saw that many of them were laughing quietly because of the discrepancy of my appearance and the surname. It became hard to breathe for me, and I turned from a 15-year-old teenager into a little boy again. I was struggling to gather myself and start playing, but I just couldn't. It was a complete failure. I left the stage, and all I wanted that moment was to just beat my head against the wall. David was waiting for me behind the scene. He was also upset because of my failure. He patted me on the back and said he was sorry. He also added that he knew about my talent and believed that I would become a great musician. I was pleased to have his support, but I still felt like I was not worth very much, and I wanted to become invisible again. And you know what the worst thing was? I dedicated this music to the girl I really liked. She was among the spectators. I wanted to play my song and in the end to say that this music was dedicated to her. I wanted to think that this would melt her heart towards me and she would finally pay me some attention. But this girl also laughed at me, and her laugh was the loudest in the hall, or so it seemed to me. In the evening of the same day, I was sitting in my room playing my guitar. Different thoughts had been dancing around my head. From this flurry of speculation, I understood one thing. If my surname brings me so many troubles, why not change it? For example, my mother's maiden surname was Simpson, so I could take it instead of mine. No one would pay attention to me with such a simple surname, and besides, it fit the sound of my name, Patrick Simpson. Sounds great, doesn't it? It seemed to me that after getting rid of my hated surname, I would get rid of all the problems at once. Just how do I tell this to my parents? I mean, I cannot do anything without their help since I am a non-adult. When I informed my mom about my decision, she looked at me in surprise and asked why. I told her that my surname was very inconvenient to me and that I felt insecure because of it. "Good," Mom said. "I understand you, but your grandmother will be very upset. I want you to tell her about this yourself. We're going to visit her on the weekend." On Saturday morning, my parents and I got into the car and went to a neighboring city to visit my grandmother. All the way, I thought about the upcoming conversation. As always, my grandmother met us with a delicious poppy seed cake. After tea, I sat beside her and spoke about my decision. I explained that the surname had brought me psychological problems and that I couldn't perform on stage because of it. My grandmother listened to me without a word and then offered to inform me about the origin of our surname. And then I did not believe my ears. It turned out that my surname came from our ancestor, whose name was Francis Big Deer. He lived about 150 years ago. Francis Big Deer was the leader of a local gang that kept the whole city at bay. A gang led by my ancestor Francis maintained order and justice in the city, so he was a greatly respected man. Francis got such a byname for being a big and powerful man. He was about 7 feet tall and weighed more than 220 pounds. Well, yes, I obviously was different from my ancestors on the father's side. Grandma told me that this surname had always been the pride of the family, because it is not just a surname, it has its own story and some kind of its own spirit. Grandma also said that I should be proud of my surname because we got it from a legendary ancestor. When we said goodbye to my grandma, she added that she would not ask me to change my decision. But still, I had to think very carefully about it. In the evening, I began to search for some information about my ancestor on the internet. There were not many facts, but I still found something. Being very fascinated by a journey into the past, I fell asleep. I saw that same ancestor in my dream. He was dressed in fancy clothes, like a cowboy from the movies. Francis came up to me and looked at me severely. It made me very scared. It seemed that he was unhappy about something. I extended my hand to Francis and wanted to say something to him, but he disappeared and I woke up. I sat on the bed and thought about my dream for a while. It seemed that my dream was some kind of sign for me. In short, I decided not to change the surname of my famous ancestor, but try to find the positive points in it instead. And, you know, I succeeded. At first, it was not easy. For example, when a teacher called me to answer the home task, I got up and heard snickering behind my back. But at that moment, I remembered about my ancestor Francis, squared my shoulders, and proudly went to the board. When I started to answer confidently, the chuckles stopped. My classmates just started to listen to my answer. You know what I realized? If you change your attitude to the situation, then everything can change too. When I stopped focusing on the reactions of people to my surname, it turned out that many of them absolutely did not care about it. Previously, I took all the chuckles behind my back personally, then screwed myself up. But in fact, people just talked about completely other things and laughed to each other, not paying attention to me. I believe that one of my greatest recent achievements was that I finally made myself go on stage and play the guitar there. After my performance, I got standing ovations from the whole audience. It sent chills of delight up my spine, and I thanked Francis the Big Deer for his surname and everything else.